5 Golden Rules for Beginning Family Research. Family history research is a passion of mine, and so I started a blog, The Nosy Genealogist. It was born to give me a platform to go on and on about family history research. While this is because I'm painfully aware that not everyone shares with me a desire to populate their family tree with ancestors, and so I try not to bore the pants off all my friends with it. I was, however, talking to a friend the other day about the subject, and they asked me, where on earth do they begin? It's worth mentioning that whenever I get asked about where to start, I always tell them to begin with the 5 golden rules. Start at the beginning, that is, your beginning. Note down your parents' names, their dates and places of birth, where they married and when. Ask them about their youth and any organizations or religious denominations they belong to. Did they stay in the locality of their birth, or did they move? What is or was their occupations? After that, I suggest to anybody who asks that they collate the same information on both sets of grandparents. If they are still with us, I'd go and talk to them about their younger lives. As family historians, we're often amazed at what rich background the family history researcher can gain from talking to the older generations. If your parents or grandparents have died, then I'd suggest that you find out where they're buried or their ashes scattered, and write down the cemetery or place for those generations that follow ours. They will thank you for saving them time spent on researching their family. So the 5 rules that I've distilled from the BBC's Who Do You Think You Are magazine, published back in 2007, are as follows. Number 1. Start with whatever facts are known and work backwards, trying to make sure that each new piece of information is checked against original records to make sure of its validity. Number 2, at each stage, document the evidence, noting down your sources. And a tip here, these can be people or paperwork. Number 3, keep records of what you find, even the wrong avenues you've gone down. Doing this will help you not to make the same mistake at a later stage in your research. Number 4, be wary of information supplied by others, as it may not be correct, and always do your own research to back up what you've been told. Be particularly wary of information posted online. Number 5, when you're up a dead end, seek help from family history societies, professional organizations, forums, and specialist magazines. Good luck, and if you're just starting out, before you go any further, I should just mention to you just how addictive family history can become. Thank you for listening.